And now, the thrilling continuation of the SML podcast.
Not running smoothly, that's why.
You should have kept that whole thing instead of just running smoothly.
No.
Because we'll never really be running smoothly.
No, maybe not, but whatever.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be hidden, wasn't I? Until...
What's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
And I'm a pretty, pretty princess.
No, you're not.
Oh, but I put on the tutu and everything.
You're a princess, we'll give you that, but...
Ooh. Okay.
Pretty, that just ain't happening with you.
Hey, I'm a solid 3.5 on the scale.
If you're going into halves, then you're not a solid.
I'm a solid 3.14. I'm a solid pie.
I'm a pretty, pretty pie.
Pie.
Does that just mean that you're round and crusty?
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Not as funny when he makes the joke. I don't know. He just doesn't have the authority that we have.
I don't have authority. I haven't fucking been here in like 3 weeks.
So where have you been?
Baston.
Baston.
I was in Baston last weekend.
Chris. I believe you have more authority than Joe.
It's okay. Pappy and I have been in Baston all week.
Virtually,
yes.
For 7.5 hours yesterday.
Damn.
I'm proud of you.
I know. I cleared my schedule. I wasn't joking.
I believed you.
So, I guess
that's the big news of the week is Fallout's finally here. So instead of playing, we're doing a podcast.
And it showed up on time for me.
For you.
To the wrong apartment. So I had to go walk outside and take it off.
Well, now we know that all of this has been your own goddamn fault.
Just that one.
No, sure.
The other one was fine. Yeah, just that one. Because I went in there and changed my my address. I apparently forgot to change it on the pre-order since I'd ordered it before I moved. When I updated, I said, delete that address, update to this address for all future shipments. That doesn't catch the ones you've already pre-ordered.
Yeah, that's how it works.
That's silly.
You're silly.
That's silly.
These nuts are silly. What?
But I don't understand. People are already getting that broken Pip-Boy thing going on. I looked at it and said, it's for iPhone 5 and 6. Well, I'll never use it, so let me just put it back in its lovely display case and not break the fucking thing.
Well, no, it can fit many different phones. It doesn't fit mine.
I'm not even going to try. If I want a wearable, awesome-looking Pip-Boy, I'll order one of John's.
Yeah. I wonder if he can make
can
one
send
for
him
me.
The dimensions.
It'll fit my
you
phone.
Can send him the dimensions for your phone.
True.
3D print that bitch.
Especially because our Windows phones have a Pip-Boy app.
Ooh.
Yeah, did you know that or no?
I did not know that.
Yeah, we have the Pip-Boy app.
Yeah, so...
I can almost hear Pappy opening his phone now and going to the store.
Flick. So what order do we want to do the show in? Do we want to do Nintendo Direct first, or do we want to just talk about Fallout and our adventures?
Let's get the news out of the way first.
Okay. Yeah, do news.
We'll make this feel like an actual podcast.
Get
for
shit
once.
Done cast.
Yeah,
we haven't done one of those in a long time.
Yeah, I know.
I like get shit done casts.
Oh wait, we have a special guest today.
I'm back. Oh yeah, so I was in Baston.
Baston.
I was in Baston
playing music with your Baston band.
Yep. I was in a bar that was on the second floor of Faneuil Hall, which I didn't know that there was a second floor of Faneuil Hall.
I don't know what Faneuil Hall is.
So Faneuil Hall is this it's this huge hall. There's a bunch of different vendors, little restaurants, but it's just it's kind of almost like a food court, but it's all crammed into one tiny little hallway and it's long as fuck. But there is there's historical relevance to the building. I forget what it is because it's Boston's very historic. There's a lot of history with that town. So.
Allegedly.
But when I was up there, the last time I was up there for PAX. And I used to, like, we were right around the corner. The hotel that we were in was right around the corner. So I'd walk over there every morning and just get food. I didn't know that there was a second floor. And then they're like, oh, yeah, we're playing in Faneuil Hall. And I'm like, what the fuck? Where? Like,
the hot dog vendor area.
Yeah, like, yeah. What the fuck is this? And then they're like, oh, no, there's a club upstairs. And we go up, and there's this giant fucking venue, like, almost, like, staircase-sized.
Wow.
Like, yeah, it was nuts, man. It was really cool. So we did a residency up there, so played the one night, and then the next day got to bounce around the town, checked out the one comic book store that's there, which that's the funny thing, too, and I'm sure we'll go over this with Fallout, is like, there's...
I was going to say, I found a comic book store in Fallout.
Like, there's stuff in Fallout that's actually in, like, Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they did the same thing with New
Boston,
Vegas.
So.
Yeah, they did the same thing with New Vegas. It's they don't pay for the rights to use the actual names. But yeah. The locations are the same. A lot of the stuff it looks similar. Like the
well, there's
coaster,
a there are some key things that are actually in the game.
Yeah, like, probably
well,
things
like here,
they didn't have
the
to
casino
pay to
with
use.
The roller coaster. That is a thing.
I'm not
outside of it. You know,
or a handful of landmarks that they did pay to use.
Is a handful of landmarks that they paid to use. That's all.
Okay,
I'm saying.
Or they got agreement to use it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah. So that was really, really cool. I had a good time up there.
Cool.
Yeah, I've been all over the place. Fucking Ocean City, Maryland. This weekend I'm in Massachusetts. No, I'm not in Massachusetts.
You know where
I'm
you in... haven't been?
Where?
On our show.
It's true. I have not been on the show. I am at the Horseshoe Casino in Maryland. And then on Saturday I am at the Borgata in Atlantic City, New Jersey, and
New Jersey,
and
fucking Jersey,
and
hey buddy, going to New Jersey for a vacation.
But the Borgata is like apparently like this big fucking deal there, and they give us a comped room, so
ooh.
Nice,
yeah,
yeah. So, you'll see all of Atlantic City in like 3 hours. It's not a super impressive place.
I kind of figured. I mean, like...
The weather's turned, though. I mean, I'd say you would just enjoy the boardwalk, but it's going to be, like, 40 degrees out there.
Oh, dude, I'll bundle up and I'll go anyway. Because everywhere that I've been taking these trips, like, I've been making it a point to stop and at least, like, take in some of the sights and, you know, really appreciate the travel, you know?
Don't do what I did. I was there. I won $110 on a penny slot machine, and I was there with two girls, and I was like, yeah, fuck it, I'll pay for lunch. So we went to the Rainforest Cafe, and I still had to pay $20 out of pocket.
Holy shit.
For three people to have lunch.
Wow.
And well, that was three lunches and three mixed drinks. Came to like $130. It was like, fuck.
Well, I'll be curious to see. Go ahead.
There's a Rainforest Cafe here, and I'm like, nope, not falling for that shit again.
Yeah, because that's a chain, so I'm sure their prices are all pretty much the same.
Yeah.
The one thing that I've been running into, I mean, like, Boston was very accommodating for the whole, like, vegan diet thing. Like, there was a lot of places in Boston to eat.
Well, I found a place here that actually it's vegan and delivers. So if you're ever in Vegas.
If I ever have an opportunity to go out to Vegas, you'll be the first one I'll be hitting up.
Oh, yeah.
Which arguably, like, you know, down the road, maybe, like, sometime next year might actually be feasible. Like, once I actually get caught up with my finances, because at least now I'm on the proverbial up. So,
yeah,
at least, you know, things aren't going to get worse from here. things are going to get...
It's amazing what getting paid does for you, huh?
Yeah, I know, right?
I wouldn't know.
But Joe hasn't paid taxes in 10 years.
He's been dodging the mafia.
Yeah. So
it's more... What's 6% of nothing?
12?
You, sir, can work for the IRS now.
Yay.
Yeah, basically.
So I guess we should tackle the Nintendo Direct news first.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff in
there.
There
was, like, crazy news going on from Nintendo.
Wow.
They did their very first Nintendo Direct since the passing of Iwata.
And literally called it out at the very, very beginning of the show.
Hey, they got to pay tribute to the man.
Oh, did they? Because some people were tweeting like, man, I can't believe they didn't say anything about Iwata. So I guess they just missed the beginning.
Yeah, it was at the very beginning they mentioned
it. They acknowledged it, and then they were just kind of like, all right, here we go.
Yeah, they
well,
that's
didn't... a Japanese kind of sentiment, though. Like, hey, he passed away. We all miss him. Now we're going to do what he wanted us to do and talk about games.
Yeah, they didn't dwell on it. They didn't discuss it. It was like, this is the first one since the passing of Iwata. Here's some news.
Yeah, it's not like we would do in America where there'd be like a fucking memorial tribute halfway through.
Oh, how I have missed the podcast that's like 90% noise of Chris moving a microphone in his hand instead of just holding it still.
That's because I'm crunching.
Yeah.
I didn't want to make it a crunch cast.
Just Chris, when you come
hold
to visit
the microphone firm.
When you come to visit, Joe whines 84% more. Statistically proven.
Shut
more?
Up. He can't see me to whine, so.
What's he saying?
I don't know.
I'm not even paying attention to him.
Anyway,
the big news. Shut up. Anyway, the big news. The big news is that a new fighter is coming to Super Smash Brothers.
Yep.
This was their end of show bombshell, which we're going to kick off with because it's pretty huge news. That Cloud from Final Fantasy VII is heading to Smash Brothers.
That's big. That's
Cloud
very big.
Officially gets more love on Nintendo than he does on Sony.
Also true.
People are making the joke that Nintendo is beating Sony to the HD Cloud, which
I like it.
Pretty funny.
I like it.
Yeah, there is no date. There is no information. They did announce that they're going to have a special Smash Brothers themed direct in December.
Yeah, which that's going to be cool.
Which I'm sure we'll find out more.
Which... that makes me feel a lot better about the future of how they're going to support that particular title, because I thought that they were going to do a lot more with it, but if they're going to dedicate an entire Nintendo Direct to it, then maybe they're going to dump a bunch into it. So,
well, they already had that vote for the next Smash character.
Okay. Well, they did that with Ryu, right?
No. No. He was just like the first big surprise announcement.
Oh.
Who won the voting?
No one knows yet.
Oh, so they didn't even announce it yet?
No.
Oh.
Who knows? Maybe it's Cloud. Who knows?
It was a cast, right? You could cast your own votes. It wasn't like pick
right.
three. Or
yeah.
Pick.
No, you could just suggest whatever you wanted.
I'm still crossing my fingers for Shovel Knight. And since Yacht Club is making their own Shovel Knight amiibo,
yeah,
I think it's possible.
I would like to see that.
Either that or Shantae.
Just, I want to see something ridiculous, like one of the Happy Wheels characters.
Happy Wheels?
Yeah, it's a PC game. Never mind. Chris, you ever heard of Happy Wheels?
Yes, I've played it.
Okay.
It's fun.
It's just a game where you have like wheels. You like on a bike or roller skates or you know, the fat guy.
It's one of those like physics-based kind of like almost trials-esque kind of thing.
Yeah, each level you try to get to the end without dying, but the deaths are hilarious.
That makes me really want to see one of the unicycles from Uniracers. In Smash
that
Brothers
would be
now.
Hysterical.
Yeah, just
oh,
something
God.
So fucking far out of left field that, like, you know, maybe 4chan got together and voted
like
to win or
Duck
something.
Hunt levels of wow, really?
Yeah, see, yeah, like when that happened, I was like, motherfuck, like that was out of nowhere.
I know.
That's like if they were to do like the Tetris T piece, not even the long piece, the T piece.
The T piece. It's a playable character.
The T block, and one of his attacks is a T spin because. That has to happen.
Yeah.
And then when you do the teabag.
Might as well go over the Wii U news coming out. The big thing there is Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess HD is coming.
I never played it.
Which is pretty exciting. March 4th, so that's right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot of shit that they were just like, oh, by the way, this is happening in like a month or two.
Yeah. It's coming as well as a bundle with a Wolf Link amiibo? Wolf Link and Midna.
Mm-hmm.
Amiibo.
What's the
character.
New character they announced?
Cloud.
No. For
that's
Zelda.
In 3DS news, which we'll get to.
Okay.
God
fuck
damn
you.
It, Pappy. He's just trying to jump all the... like, we have a list.
We're
There's
ready.
You have...
There's an order.
Maybe you took a picture and sent me the list or emailed me the list that I
there's,
know what the hell is
there's
going.
An order to things. It will just listen to me talk and then provide feedback as necessary.
Boring as hell.
I like it better when you're on the show, Chris. Pappy's a dick.
Dude, I literally have not been doing anything. Like, I've been sitting here just kind of like waiting to chime in.
So yeah, Wolf Link amiibo.
Because I don't have a chance.
Wolf Link amiibo.
That's cool. Is so full wolf form or
I'm like trying to throw it to Chris. Like
no,
contribute.
I was listening to Pappy.
I should just, like, hang up on Pappy and we'll just do like, so, not tell him so he's just talking to himself at home.
As far as like, the Twilight Princess thing, like, I skipped over Twilight Princess and, what was the other one for the Wii?
Skyward Sword?
Yeah, I didn't play any either of those. I still never played Wind Waker.
Huh.
Like, as soon as, after the N64 Zeldas, I never played another Zelda.
Wind Waker was pretty baller.
I had every intentions to get the one that was on the 3DS because it looked kind of like the style of the Link to the Past one.
Yeah.
But with some of the, like, the 3D kind of everybody said that one was really, really good.
Link Between Worlds?
Right.
Oh, it's so good.
Wind Waker was the cel-shaded one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, like, and that one looked really good to me. It's just, for whatever reason, like, I skipped over the GameCube. Completely. I have a Wii. I can play GameCube games.
Because you're a youngin'.
But I've never played a GameCube game in it. Like, just never thought to go back and try and find some of that stuff. Because even, like, Mario Sunshine or whatever?
Yeah.
Never played that.
Huh.
Like, and there's games that everybody's like, oh my god, those are, like, crucial Nintendo games. And I just never had a chance to play
like
them.
Luigi's Mansion.
Yep, never played that.
It's my jam. It's my jam.
But
Twilight Princess. Now for people who either didn't pick up the oft-ignored GameCube version that came out like months after the Wii version, or the people who don't want waggle mode with the Wii.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
What was that?
The Wii version of Twilight Princess, because it was a launch title, they, of course, had waggle controls, so you had to, like, swing to attack.
And fire your bow, right?
I forget if that was mandatory. It might have been. Like, holding up to aim for a bow.
Oh, stupid shit like that.
I don't remember. I wonder if this is going to be the GameCube version of the game, like, layout-wise, or if it's going to be the Wii version layout-wise.
What were the differences?
Link is left-handed. He's been left-handed pretty much since the beginning,
okay.
But because the majority of people in the world are right-handed, for the Wii version, they pretty much mirrored the entire game.
Oh, wow.
To make it so that Link was right-handed. On the GameCube version, he was still left-handed, so the entire game was mirrored. It's basically
like
mirror
they literally
mode, the
just
video.
Flipped the whole
yes.
game.
Yes. They mirrored the entire map of the game.
That's so fucking weird. Why the hell would they do that?
Because it was easier than recoding everything, I guess?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I would assume that they would just do the GameCube one. Because if they went through all the trouble to fucking
HDify everything?
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to go through all the trouble to the attention to detail of making two different fucking versions, then I would assume that they would have the same level of detail to do that for this.
I know a lot of people make a big deal out of him being left-handed. I think they would stick with that for this game.
Exactly.
But then you have to wonder if they'll still make him left-handed, but have the right-handed style world, since that was probably the more played version, or if they'll have the left-handed world, but I don't know.
Everything's going to be upside down.
I'd buy that.
It's all brand new. they're just marketing it as an HD thing to get you to buy it and then be like, yo, don't tell anybody, but this is a new Zelda game.
Yeah. fun little thing is the soundtrack will be offered as a pre-order bonus from select retailers.
Word.
Hopefully Amazon is included in that because they already have the Amiibo bundle with the game up on Amazon, and I put a pre-order in. Because
of course.
I need that Wolf Link amiibo.
Need.
You have
I'm
a problem.
A whore.
Strong word.
They also confirmed that the new, actual new Legend of Zelda for Wii U title is still set for next year, and it is not being moved to the NX whenever that is coming or announced or revealed, but who knows? That could always still change. They could pull a Twilight Princess and put it on both platforms. You never know.
And depending on how sales go.
Yeah. They didn't really give much information on it, except that, yes, it's still a thing and it exists. And certain save data from Twilight Princess HD on the Wolf Link amiibo can be carried over to the new game. So who knows? Could be neat. A new Wii U bundle is coming out. It is going to include...
This one looks fucking insane.
Yeah, if you don't have a Wii U and you're still like on the fence, like, this is the bundle to get because it includes Smash Brothers and Splatoon.
Which are arguably the two most popular games on that platform.
Right now, yeah.
Other than Mario Maker.
Because Splatoon is... They said, like, the surprise hit of the year.
Right.
Because that really blew up.
Online... fighting or a shooting game actually fun and took out like 90% of the trolls in doing so.
Yeah, and also on the topic of Splatoon, there was a new update today, Thursday, and well, technically when you hear this today, Friday. The two updates combined are going to include 40 new pieces of gear, including bandanas and winter items, as well as a new update that includes the stage Museum di Alfonsino, whatever it is.
Alfonsino.
A new update. New update, new stage, new shit. Again, another free update, which Nintendo
Museum
has
of
been...
Alfonso...
Rivera, yeah. Not unusual to be...
Just him dancing in the background the whole time.
Doing the Carlton dance the whole time.
Yes.
Crossover with the dance from Destiny that you can buy now.
Jesus.
Yeah, you can buy that
only
dance as an emote in Destiny.
But only the Splatoon updates are free, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so you don't even have to buy them. Just buy the game.
They announced a new release date for Star Fox Zero, which is April 22nd now, so that was a hefty delay.
Star Fox the reboot?
No, just Star Fox Zero. Just its own thing.
I mean, it's called Zero, so...
I was waiting to see if Pappy had any more, like, shitty comments to throw out. I mean, witty.
I just started thinking about F-Zero, so I'm lost
I miss
in my
F-Zero.
World.
Actually, there's some sort of racing game that was on the Wii U that they showed off, right?
Yeah, one of the indie titles.
That kind of gave me, like, a F-Zero-ish kind of feel to it.
Yeah. That might be further down the list. Next on the list, though, is something you're excited about.
Oh.
Pokken Tournament.
Oh, yeah. Pokken Tournament.
Pokken.
I'm excited for that.
As Bill Trinen needed to emphasize.
Yeah. I think that's going to be fun as fuck. I'll get that.
You had to put the emphasis on the syllable.
No, there's another big bomb that dropped that I'm really, really excited about that we haven't gotten to yet.
But you don't want
to
talk more about Pokken Tournament?
No, there's another thing that I really want to talk about.
Spring 2016, first run version of the game will include a limited edition amiibo card that immediately unlocks Shadow Mewtwo. Super Mario Maker updates, amiibo festival, Animal Crossing, with more amiiboses coming out. And they're forcing people to buy, like, two shitty amiibos if they want to get KK Slider in a three-pack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mario Tennis Ultra Smash, November 20th for $50. And then the big one for me, Xenoblade Chronicles X, December 4th. People who purchase the physical version of the game, there are 4 free high-speed data loading packs available to download that you can actually download starting today that helps the game load faster. So it's like a partial install of the game. They're not required. They recommend at least the basic one, but none of them are required. So people with external storage, you should probably pick all of them up. Good times.
Actively trying to cut down on loading time.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
The data packs greatly increase the speed of loading times in the game, but are not required to play. We will jump over to 3DS news. This might be the one you're talking about.
Probably.
Go ahead.
So they're going to re-release a digital version of Pokemon Red, Pokemon Blue, and Pokemon Yellow.
Yep.
And you don't have to, and you could still do like transfers and battles with other 3DSs, but you don't have to use a cable.
Yep, all wireless, thanks to the 3DS. They will release on February 27th, which is the day that the games first launched in Japan. And allegedly, Japan is getting like full-on physical re-releases of three and blue. Or no, green.
Ooh.
Yeah, Pokemon Red, Blue, Green, and Yellow are getting like full-on physical re-releases.
Well, the funny thing is, I never played Yellow. So this is actually a really good opportunity for me to play Yellow.
Yeah, if you get a 3DS again.
Well, yeah. I'm going to get another one. I'm probably going to pick up like one of the newer models.
There you go.
This would be a good excuse for me to get one.
There you go. But yeah, all three of them. Separate, of course. Got to buy them separately.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's Pokemon. Here's what Pappy was talking about earlier. Hyrule Warriors Legends is coming to the 3DS March 25th, which is basically Hyrule Warriors now on the 3DS. They include Tetra, Toon Link, King of Hyrule, Skull Kid, and then a brand new character, Linkle.
Which is basically just female Link.
Yes. So everyone asking, what if Zelda was a girl? Here's your answer.
So that mean Zelda Man is close behind?
Maybe.
Possibly.
Zelda. Nope. Zelda.
Zelda.
Zalgo.
Wow.
He comes.
He comes.
Wow.
Yeah, Linkle, a girl who lives in a small village filled with cuckoos and wields two crossbows, joins the large cast of playable characters.
So Hyrule Warriors just got a demon hunter.
Basically.
Yeah. You know, two crossbows is really stupid because, cool, I get to fire two crossbows, but now I have to spend 4 minutes reloading them. I put one under my arm, reload the other one, fucking...
God damn it, I gotta pull the... Pull the
arm, hope it doesn't go
back.
Off.
God damn... Yep. Ah, my toe shot off on me.
Terrible idea.
So yeah, March, that comes out in March. Coming out in January, which I was kind of shocked by how quick this was coming out, Mario and Luigi Paper Jam.
Yeah, that looks cool.
Which is the Mario and Luigi Paper Mario crossover game. And, of course, using Amiibo, players can create character cards in the game, which has effect in battle.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like the six core Mario characters are going to be the compatible Amiiboses.
Amiiboses.
Amiibies.
I just like to pluralize Amiibo in as many brutal ways as possible to piss Zach off.
Amiiboies.
Zach insists that Amiibo at all times must be lowercase and never have an S as a plural.
So you have one Amiibo, two Amiibo, three Amiibo, four?
Yeah. Five Amiibo, six Amiibo, seven Amiibo, more.
Okay.
So I like saying Amiibos. Amiiboses.
I like Amiibi.
Amiibi. Capital A, of course. Capital A for Amiibi.
Amiibi.
Since we mentioned Pokemon and there are multiple games, that kind of leads into Fire Emblem Fates, which a lot of people wondered how the American release was going to be. A lot of people hoped that the Japanese release had two separate releases. And then a third that combined everything. They're doing the same thing in America. So sorry to everyone who was hoping that we would have an easier way of dealing with this. Fire Emblem Fates Birthright and Fire Emblem Fates Conquest are available at retail and digital for $40. They are basically the same game, but two sides to the story. Like, partway through the game, you have to make a decision to go one way or another. And this basically makes the decision for you.
Got it.
Huh. Yeah.
If you,
so it's kind of like the StarCraft II thing. If you want to see the whole story, buy all three copies.
Well, when you buy one for $40, you can download the other for $20. So there is a discount on it. There will also be a third version, Fire Emblem Fates Revelation, which will unlock even more information to the story for people who've played both. Or you can buy a special edition that includes all three games, an art book, and a Nintendo 3DS XL pouch for $80.
Have you already put in a pre-order for that?
No, because I didn't see if it was up yet.
The only reason.
Which is an accurate reason.
Yeah, that's full disclosure. I did not see if it was up yet. But I love Fire Emblem Awakening on the 3DS, so I am definitely interested in this. And art books always make my peener hard. So
thanks.
Welcome to fifth grade SML cast.
Good to know.
Yay! Legend of Zelda Triforce Heroes is getting DLC on December 2nd, including new outfits and a 30-stage Den of Trials. They were also going to have better ways to ensure a more comfortable online experience. By answering a question before matchmaking, you will be matched with other players who gave similar answers. Plus, players who leave a game in progress through the pause menu can be added to a blacklist.
Nice.
So if you play with some mark-ass tricks...
I want there to be trick questions, though. Like, do you think it's okay to, you know, hump a player after you defeat them? And if they answer yes, they're just immediately booted off the server.
I want it to be like, what is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow?
And your options are African and European. And seven.
Like, they'll have two actual answers, and then the third one will be like African or European. And those people all get to play together.
My people.
Those are my people.
Chris looks so confused at that conversation.
I know what it's from.
Okay. Just saying. Pokemon Super Mystery Dungeon is coming out November 20th.
That actually looks kind of moderately interesting.
Another one of the Mystery Dungeon titles, which is the roguelike Pokemans.
But
this one features every Pokemon.
All of them.
How many are there now?
720.
Some.
Jesus fuckballs.
So it's like that skateboarding game in the arcade. 720.
I had that for the Game Boy Color. And it was horrible.
And there are people out there who can name every single one of them and their type.
Yep. Yeah, there are, which is sad. Sticking on the Pokemon news, Pokemon Picross comes out early December. It is a free-to-start game, which means that, you know, you could pick up and play right away, but there will be a paywall that you got to hit and keep going. But it's Picross, and it's Pokemon, so I'm obviously going to grab it.
Am I the only person that feels dirty about the whole pay to start?
It's free to start.
To start. So you get a demo.
Basically, yeah.
So why don't you just say that there's a demo available and don't say that it's free to start?
You get to play the first level for free.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how much you get to play for free.
All right, but still, I don't know. It feels dirty to me.
Because it's one of those where you... Like, there are ways to keep playing for free. It's like mobile, where there are ways to keep playing for free.
It's a Farmville game.
Kind of. But if you want to play more quicker, you got to pay.
Like that Frozen game?
Probably.
Okay, because that's different. Because my reaction is...
Instead of calling it freemium, they call it free to start.
Okay, but it's still pay to play.
Basically. It's basically freemium.
Trying to color code it.
But Nintendo has their own term for it, free to start.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Because they also have the Nintendo Badge Arcade, which is free to start, that lets you control a crane machine to earn badges to decorate your 3DS home menu. It's constantly being updated with new badges, new this, new that, new decorations. And even in the game, after you go through your first five plays and your practice plays, whatever they are, I saw this on Kotaku. They have the character in the game is like, oh, it's going to cost you $1 to have 5 more plays. And you can ask, like, with real money? And the character's like, yeah, we have to, like, it's upkeep to keep the game going. Shit like that. So it is, it's freemium. You pay to play more.
I don't.
It's Farmville.
I just don't like the games where it's literally you are not able to play this game anymore without paying money. Period.
Well, the character in the game says to check back from time to time because there are ways to play for free, but it's like an arcade. You got to pay to play.
Wah.
The easiest solution is to not play at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it's just
games,
the way that it is.
I always feel like these games are aimed at children who have access to their parents' money.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, here, let me just put $50 in there. I got mom's credit card.
Yeah, there you go. But I'm still interested in Pokemon Picross because I fucking love Picross. Because they're the shit.
I played one or two.
I think I have Picross E1 through E4, and I still need to pick up E5. Like the digital download
packs.
Versions.
Yeah.
I love it. Love it. So good. The news that excited me, and Chris can attest to this, that when they showed up on screen, I put my fists in the air and celebrated. Dragon Quest VII is coming to America, finally, for the 3DS. And Dragon Quest VIII is also coming to America, both in 2016. Which is straight baller gangster awesome times.
Yeah, those were key games that were always coming up in conversation. Like, why the fuck aren't these over here?
And now they're coming, thanks to Nintendo, but it's about goddamn time, Nintendo.
Yeah, it's about goddamn time, Nintendo.
Yeah.
See, I think that's the one dichotomy between Nintendo and Sony, is like, with Nintendo, it's like, about goddamn time, Nintendo, and Sony's like, never gonna fucking do it ever, Sony.
Yeah.
Like,
it's about goddamn time, Nintendo, and go fuck yourself, we're Sony.
Yeah.
Amiibo news, January 22nd is going to see the release of Series 2 of the Animal Crossing Amiibo cards, as well as Blathers, Celeste, Kix and Mr. Rossetti Animal Crossing Amiibo figures.
I like the Rossetti one.
And for Earthbound fans, Lucas for the Smash Brothers series will release January 22nd, which is awesome.
I'm over the Amiibos.
I'm not.
The Amiibo.
You're over the Amiibo, but when I said, hey, Toys R Us has Villager, you're like, oh, shit.
Villager was, like, the only one that I wanted. Like, I still didn't
go and
look. He can
still be excited over the one that he wanted. He doesn't need to want new ones.
Well, you can't say you're over them, but still get excited when Villager is available.
I'm over.
But I didn't buy it.
I was never on
yet.
Them.
I'm not going. I don't plan on going over there and checking to see if they still have them. I'm over it.
It's the giant forehead Villager anyway. There's some third-party news. Final Fantasy Explorers from Square Enix is going to be hitting the Nintendo 3DS on January 26th with a collector edition, obviously. It's basically an MMO-ish Monster Hunter Final Fantasy
That's
action
what it
RPG.
Like, yeah.
Looks pretty awesome. Mega Man Legacy Collection is hitting the 3DS February 23rd. You could get it for $30, or they will have a collector edition that includes, like, some postcards and other shit, and a gold Mega Man amiibo, which I guess our friend Mike Mika is behind.
Mika.
Yeah, he even mentioned on Twitter, he's like, thinking of Joe Camnet when they announced the gold Mega Man amiibo. It was so hard keeping that news from him. So, Mike, feel free to send us a couple of gold amiibos.
Just a couple.
We'll give them away on the show. That'd be an awesome giveaway, actually.
That would be an insane giveaway.
Because I have a feeling those won't be easy to get.
The only way you'd give one away is if you got two.
You mean four?
You mean four?
I need an army of gold Mega Men. Hive Jump from Graphite Lab is a digital title coming to the Wii U that will have amiibo integration. That looked pretty neat. For Chris, Kerbal Space Program.
I like it. Listen, that game is actually really, really fun, and I'm interested to see how it works with the gamepad.
Yeah, so that's why I said for you, because you're excited about that.
Yes.
SteamWorld Heist, I'm guessing from the people behind SteamWorld Dig, is coming to the 3DS. Fast Racing Neo, that's the one you were talking about, coming to the Wii U in early December. Typo Man coming to the Wii U, which looks pretty cool. I'm actually going to try getting in touch with Head Up Games and Brainseed Factory to see if we could score that to give away on the show. That'd be pretty awesome. Mighty Number 9, Lego Marvel Adventures. Project Cross Zone 2 from Bandai Namco is coming. It includes Capcom, Sega, and Bandai Namco characters. And finally, Nintendo is joining the fun by adding Fiora from Xenoblade Chronicles, as well as Crom and Lucina from Fire Emblem, which is pretty awesome. Also, Terraria is hitting the Wii U and 3DS finally.
Yeah, I was wondering when that was going to happen.
And apparently a PEGI rating popped up for Minecraft, so it looks like that might finally be coming as well.
Oh, man, Minecraft on a Wii U would be fun. Having the inventory, like, right on the gamepad would be, like, the shit.
Yeah, that would. And then I also got an email, more information from Capcom on the physical versions of the Mega Man, was it Legacy Collection?
Yeah.
Mega Man Legacy Collection. The physical version on Xbox One and PS4 will be $30, include the full game, a Robot Master cheat sheet, a sample compilation soundtrack with 18 songs from the 6 games, and 4 Mega Man stickers. The 3DS physical version is also $30, includes the full game, 2 Mega Man 3DS themes, a sample soundtrack with 18 songs, 4 stickers, and then the collector's edition for $50 also includes the 6 postcards and the gold amiibo.
That price difference actually isn't bad at all.
Yeah, $20 for the postcards and a gold amiibo.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good stuff. Good stuff all around.
Yay.
Silence.
I'm trying.
So is that all the news?
That was all the Nintendo news.
I'm trying to quietly chew on a pretzel. All
right, Pappy, go ahead. Talk about Fallout. Go ahead.
No, first let's get Halo 5 out of the way.
Yes, you finally got yours last week, as we talked about on the show.
So you, me, and Shiz did a 7-hour run on Heroic on Saturday, beat the entire story. Surprisingly, little
finish.
Restart. Surprisingly, a little issue with Heroic. Deaths, of course, but very rare did we get wiped.
Yeah. I mean, it happened a handful of times, but...
Yeah. A lot of fun, and then I got online with you and Chris Monday night and learned that I should only ever play online with Shiz, because my ratio went from 1.1 to 1 to a more reliable 0.4 to 1.
Well, maybe we need to all get a hold of Shiz, and we'll all play with him.
Yeah.
Or maybe we need to stop playing against guys who summon 6 fucking tanks.
Oh, God, that was such bullshit.
Yeah, it was...
I blocked so many people playing that night.
Yeah, it was not... Like, I don't mind losing. I still have fun when I'm losing, but it's frustrating when you've got... They're just firing into home base and killing you as you respawn. That's no longer fun. That's no longer sporting. You know, now I understand people play these games to win. But I'm like, if you're up by 400 points, you just wasted a tank card.
Yeah. It might have just been a random vehicle card. So then again, these might be the people who have played so much that they have 400 of each card.
Which
I'm starting
totally
to
possible.
Think is more. Yeah,
they might be the guys. Yeah, they might be the guys dropping $3 per rec pack. And not.
Yeah, and it's been long enough now that we do have the people out there who have put 80 hours, 100 hours into the game, just online, you know.
I'm actually planning on playing a little bit later.
Story was pretty awesome, though.
Yeah, story was a lot of fun. I still want to replay it again. I did miss a lot of it because we failed to be quiet during the cutscenes.
That's why when cutscenes happened, I ignored you fuckers completely and read the subtitles.
Oh, I didn't have subtitles on.
Oh, there was a problem.
Yeah. So, yeah, Fallout 4. All right, have we all started Fallout 4?
Yeah, I'm a couple hours in. Story-wise, I don't think I got too far, but that's because I'm too busy exploring everything and then fast-traveling back to Sanctuary and dropping off all my junk and then fast-traveling back where I was and picking up more stuff and then fast-traveling back.
I love what some of the people have done with the face creator. You guys saw the Beavis and Butthead, right?
I did not see Beavis and Butthead.
Yep, someone made the guy look like Beavis, and his wife look like Butthead.
Oh my God!
Someone else made the guy look just like John Cena.
I saw Walter White.
Yep.
I saw way too many abusive husbands.
Yeah. But for the number of people complaining about, oh, God, it looks like shit, I'm like, what are you talking about, man? Like, this is the most impressive face sculpting I've ever seen in a game, you know?
No, I don't think it's the most impressive face sculpting. Like, the characters still look like plastic skin.
Yeah, well, actually,
Go ahead.
I smooth them, like, because the default is craggy skin. Choose smooth skin, they look better. Easier to look at.
See, for me, I just took the hair off, gave him a full beard, and I was done. That was me. Yay, Pappy's gone.
We lost him. I spent an hour?
He went offline for some reason. I wonder if something was on his end.
As the text message pours in.
Oh, fucking course.
What happened on your end? Because I saw you offline.
Yeah, you guys sounded terrible, 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 and then you froze. You said, I take the hair and then nothing for 5 seconds.
Yeah,
so
I said,
up.
I take off the hair and then add a beard and I'm done.
No.
That's me.
I messed around a little bit, but not nearly like some of these guys did. I said, I did a 7.5-hour marathon of it yesterday. I went pretty deep into the story because I understand why they did it. They really simplified leveling up, and I think they made it a lot more easier for new people to jump in and learn and play Fallout and enjoy it. But I kind of missed getting numbers and adding them to my stats, you know. So when I started, I didn't know any of this, so I put my intelligence at 5, put my luck at 3 like I usually do, and then I'm like, oh, wait, I don't get points for my intelligence. Shit.
What do you mean you don't get points from your intelligence?
Well, remember, you used to have stats 0 to 100. It's like now you just pick a perk every level.
Or you can put it into your base stats.
Yeah, and which you have to unlock better perks, because each stat has one perk per level, you know, 1 through 10. But so what I decided, because I'm getting my ass handed to me, I got to Diamond City. I'm at level 8. I'm like, fuck, I am getting murdered. I did a lot of the story, but as soon as I hit level 10, I'm just going to leave the story. And build things. Like, I spent an entire hour just breaking shit down into their components.
Yeah. Can you break junk down into the components, or is it always just the junk?
I don't know. I really haven't looked at junk. I've just been getting duct tape and water glue up the wazoo, so I have adhesives for weapons.
Oh, man, I need adhesives so bad.
Yeah, duct tape and water glue. Those are your...
I know,
cigar
but
boxes
I can't find
great.
Enough.
Oh, it gets to Diamond City. They're everywhere.
Okay.
I discovered cigar boxes are great. You get 2 plastics for every one that you break down, so they're great. And ceramics, of course, go into every house and every fucking turlet and sink that's fallen over.
Yeah,
I had coworkers bitching about concrete cinder blocks. Once you get enough in the story that the Minuteman gives you your first quest, go do that quest and there's cinder blocks fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm enjoying the adventures of Reginald Von Mellon. What'd you name your guy? Just Joe Cam?
I just named him Cam because I didn't realize that that was the only time you could, like, have any chance to, like, adjust the name. I thought when you got back to, Codsworth, that...
Yeah, Codsworth has, like, 940 names.
Yeah, I thought you can have, like, tell him to call you something, but no, it has to be your character's name.
Yeah, because I guess one of them is, like, Fucker or Fucko or something like that. He'll
Fucker,
actually call you that.
Fuckface, there's Titties.
Reginald is not a name.
Neither is Cam, which I'm sad. If I knew, my
Chris
character would have been Fuckface.
Chris isn't a name.
Yeah, my buddy, his wife was upset because Eric with a C and with a K was on there, but Erica was not.
Yeah, I'm still bummed. I would have totally named my character Fuckface. Hello, Fuckface.
You'll always be Fuckface to us.
Hello, Mr. Titties.
How do you guys feel about the speaking now?
What, the dialogue options?
Yeah, well, no, it's just the fact that you talk now. How do you feel about that?
I don't care. It's talking in a game. I'm fine with it.
Oh, and Chris, you never really played Fallout, did you?
Correct.
All right, so it was weird for me. I'm not against it, but the Fallout ones, I always had a voice in my head, and this one doesn't quite match the voice in my head. So
tough shit.
Yeah, a little bit of a bummer, but
suck a dick.
I mean, my complaints are tiny. I mean, in the scheme of things, I'm loving it. I'm really enjoying what they did. I got to figure out how to get some more turrets. Circuitry is a bitch to find.
I do not like the heavy reliance on crafting different, like, cities and area. Like, I don't want to worry about that shit.
The only thing that's going to be worrisome is keeping them happy.
Yeah, like, I don't want to fuck with that. I don't want to run power lines. I don't want to, you know, set up I just want to play the goddamn game. I don't want a home simulator.
Well, you can just play evil.
I mean,
I understand.
I feel like it's kind of shoehorned on into forcing you to do it.
This is the most Sims Fallout game ever.
It's like, what was the Skyrim Hearthstone?
I don't even know.
No, not Hearthstone. What the fuck?
There was a Skyrim one like this?
The Skyrim add-on that was basically just, like, making your own house and shit like that.
Okay. This is the very first time in Fallout where I've ever actually picked up junk. Like, I usually don't give a fuck. If it's not a bullet or a gun, I never picked it up. I never crafted weapons. I just, give me a laser and enough ammo for it, I'm done. You know, this time I'm actually picking stuff up because the guns suck. You need the mods. You gotta break down stuff for the mod. So that's 90% of my time.
Yeah, I just want to play.
But I will give you guys a recommendation, though. I learned the hard way. When you get the quest for Valentine, and this is no spoiler at all, when you get a quest for to find Valentine, have a really good long-range weapon.
Okay.
Me and my shotgun did very, very poorly during that mission.
Nice. I hope you died.
A lot.
Good.
I had to play this luring game where I ran out enough for them to see me, and then one or two would come at me, and I'd duck around the corner and then shotgun them. But it took a long time.
Are you just playing on normal difficulty?
Yeah. I just went to default, whatever cool. The default is. But it's – I already got – I replaced dog meat because I couldn't – it hurt my feelings every time I got hurt. Whining in the Dragonheim Lake, so I have Piper. Piper is my companion.
Oh, Piper. I don't know who Piper is.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay. Future companion. I guess there's a lot. There's a ghoul. There's I didn't look at the booklet, but I guess there's a lot of companions that you're going to be able to unlock.
And you could bring Codsworth with you.
Yeah. Fuck you, Codsworth. Piper's pretty cool. The one thing I'm learning, though, is this may be a KOTOR 2 issue. Because every goddamn thing I said, Piper liked it or disliked it. Like, it directly affected how she viewed me. So I think you're going to really have to watch what companion you have with you based on how you want to play the game.
Yeah.
If you're going evil, you do, yeah, definitely not Piper.
Okay.
Although Dogmeat doesn't judge you.
Yeah, that's why I like Dogmeat. Apparently there's a fun little cheat that at the beginning of the game, there's the one weapon sealed behind like a master lock or something like that. You can tell Dogmeat to fetch the item and he'll just open the fucker up and get it for you.
What?
I'm going to go back and try it.
Yeah, dude, do it before they patch it.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's like a fucking freeze ray gun or something.
Yeah, the lockpicking's always been what I did first, and now it's like, God damn it, I got to waste. Because I had to up my charisma and get the mayor thing so I could unlock more shit to build, but now I can only do advanced locks.
Mm.
Like, damn it. I feel like this game, to enjoy it the most, you should just go out in the desert or into the waste and just get to level 20 before doing anything. Just go kill mole rats for fucking 17 hours.
Level 90. And then you're like, all right, I'm ready to start the game.
Yeah, I guess 50 is the cap.
I heard there wasn't a cap.
I heard there wasn't a cap.
Oh, good, good. Because there's so much shit. Because I just can't wait to see what I'm like when I have agility, perception, and strength up to 10. Like, what the fuck? Everything dies.
Anyway, I hate going back to Nintendo, but Zach apparently just sent us an email.
Oh, because he's excited about Nintendo Direct.
Yeah, the topic title is all caps Nintendo Direct. And it starts off, you guys, I have so goddamn much to say about the Nintendo Direct, but I have literally no time to type up a novel right now, so I'll just make these quick notes. One, leaks are so dumb, and I am so happy that Cloud and Smash wasn't leaked beforehand, and everyone got to experience the shock and surprise together. It's beautiful when that kind of thing happens. I agree.
Truth.
No one saw that coming. People even said, like, this was a dream that, like, you never thought would happen, but everyone made, like, fanfics about it. Number two, how hilarious is it that Cloud wasn't in PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale, but he's now in Smash? LOL, Sony.
Yep.
Suck a dick, Sony. Sony Smash Brothers is getting shown up by
Smash Brothers.
Smash Brothers. Number three, I cannot wait to own that Wolf Link and Midna amiibo. Holy shit. Number four, I also cannot wait to own the Cloud amiibo. Holy shit.
Yep.
We know it's going to happen. Number five, I heard about this one. Mother 3 was announced coming to the virtual console in Japan. How long do you reckon until North America announces it too? I don't know, because Nintendo is Nintendo. Like, 4 years, maybe. And it sucks, because the group that did the fan translation for Mother 3 has said that they will give their translation to Nintendo free of charge. They just want the game to come out.
Yeah.
They did all the work, all the coding, everything. They just want the game to come out. There's so much more I want to say.
Somebody's got a vendetta.
Pretty much. There's so much more I want to say, but I really have to go. Yay for Dragon Quest 7 and 8 3DS localizations. Yay for the promise of more Bravely Second News soon. Yay for Splatoon content. Yay for Linkle, but boo for the lame as balls name. How can you hate Linkle?
Yeah, Linkle is like the dumbest fucking name.
It's the best name.
It's dumb.
Linkle.
And yay Linkle for motherfucking Cloud Strife and motherfucking Super Smash Brothers. The only thing that would have made the Direct better would be a tribute to Iwata. Honestly, I'm surprised and amazed there wasn't one. I was all set and ready to cry about it, too. Okay, bye. Hype train. Nintendo hype train. Choo-choo. P.S. New Smash Brothers Direct coming in December. Taking bets now on Shovel Knight, Banjo-Kazooie, and Professor Layton inclusions.
Ooh,
Banjo? Guess. You think Banjo?
Microsoft wants it to happen.
Really?
Yeah. They said that, I think Phil Spencer was the one who said that if Nintendo wants it, they are cool with it.
Oh, that's cool.
So I think that would be awesome to see. I don't know how likely it is to happen, but I would love to see it. And the fact that Microsoft is cool with it, Like, they're not going to make Nintendo jump through any hoops or like, well, we want this. It's just like, yeah, that'd be cool to see. We're cool with it. Because when the whole fan voting thing was going on, someone asked Phil Spencer, it's like, hey, what about Banjo-Kazooie and Smash Brothers? He was like, we have no problem with that. We'd love to see it.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, I think at this point, Smash Brothers should just become like a free-for-all of, you know, the final, the first thing that unites all the consoles, you know?
That would be impressive.
It would, but I don't see Nintendo and Sony ever.
Because Sony.
Yeah. Like,
I don't mean like releasing on other consoles. I'm just saying, like, let's just get everyone who is even remotely interesting as a video game character, you know?
No, I just don't think Nintendo and Sony would ever find a way to buddy up like that. I think Nintendo...
They already got Cloud.
That's not Sony. That's Square.
I know it's Square, though. But Sony, remember those. I mean, what other consoles does Square release games on much?
Everything. Square releases games on every platform.
Yeah.
Literally every platform right now.
You're a platform.
No, there's a definite link between PlayStation and Square. When it comes to the masses, like everybody just assumes it's just kind of it's a Square it's a Square thing. It probably has to do with Sony, because at the height of when Square was. You know, in the prime of Square, it was all pretty much like PS2, PS1 stuff.
The sales prime. I wouldn't say creative prime. I'll be that guy.
But it's a business.
Yes.
So,
yes, Final Fantasy VII was their breakout hit, which was on PS1. And now the remake has been publicly touted for the PS4, but everybody knows it's coming to the Xbox One.
Yeah. Yeah, they already said that it's coming to the Xbox One. It's just when.
But hey, I don't care. Screw Sony. I still would love to see, you know, like them throw in Master Chief, you know. Just why not? You know.
I don't know if Microsoft would be cool with that one.
Listen,
you never know.
Just like I said, I mean, in a happy world, we would be able to see shit like that, you know, the Dead Rising guy, you know, and Master Chief and all of them just showing up in Smash.
Again, Dead Rising guy is Capcom. Has nothing to do with Microsoft.
I still miss the fact that they didn't put Snake in to this one.
Hey, maybe he'll come back.
Because I loved Snake in the Wii Smash.
Yeah, did you see Kojima sent out a tweet that he wants to be in Smash?
Kojima?
Yeah.
It happen.
And like he tweeted a picture. It was a picture of him, and it was like Kojima is an all right guy or something like that. With the Smash Brothers, like a new challenger font. It was hilarious.
That's so funny.
I think I'd prefer to see Kojima in Smash than Snake because we already had Snake.
Let's just give him Snake's moves.
Yes.
Or just take somebody else from that franchise. You know, why aren't they really utilizing that franchise anymore?
Because Konami.
So what?
Konami's going to shit.
I know, but
that's why I think it would be easier to get Kojima in the game as himself with all of Snake's moves
with
instead
than actually
of
having
Snake in the game. I think that's a more realistic idea. I do like the idea for Professor Layton. I think there was some kind of leak where, like, the voice actor for Professor Layton was asked about, and he's like, oh, that might have been what the extra recording sessions were about. So that might have, like, unintentionally...
Maybe I should have read my NDA before I had this interview.
No, it was something on Twitter. I think it got deleted, but, you know, it's the internet. Nothing is gone forever.
Right. That's hysterical.
I still want Shovel Knight, yeah. But
Shovel Knight would be cool. I still have to get Shovel Knight.
Yeah, you do.
I fucking played it.
Even if you're terrible at the game, it's just so much fun.
I'm sad the physical Xbox One version of Shovel Knight got canned.
I would have picked that up.
Yeah. But
I have the physical copy for the shit. For
the shit.
The physical?
I have the soundtrack. Never mind.
Okay.
Actually, had to go look over at it. What do I fucking have? Oh, yeah, I've got the soundtrack. Okay.
Because the physical version just came out, like, 2 weeks ago, something like that.
I have the soundtrack.
What did it come out
just
on?
Just still pretty bald.
Came out on PS4, Wii U, 3DS.
Ooh, a physical version on the 3DS.
I'm pretty sure it was 3DS.
And so basically everything but the X-Bone.
They actually had to bump the price of the game up to $24.99. Because they want it, like, they actually explain this. They're like, if we had it at $19.99, many stores would only carry it in their bargain bin.
Yeah.
But at $24.99, we would get shelf space, like actual shelf space.
Right.
So they increased the price and they included a digital download of the soundtrack. They're like, we realize you can get the soundtrack for free if you want, but maybe this will help make you feel like that extra $5 is worth it.
Is that patch, that DLC thing, is that in there too?
I believe
no?
So, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, the Plague Knight?
Yeah.
Maybe why didn't they just do the themes, like these 3DS themes?
No.
They could have did like one of those things.
Mm-hmm. I'm
saying though, for $25 for the game and the Plague Knight version of the game and the soundtrack, that is pretty baller.
Well, Plague Knight was free, so.
Still.
Oh my God, stop moving the microphone so much.
I can't help it.
Yes, you can.
I'm here, man.
As someone who hasn't, like, if you hadn't bought the game yet and you looked at it, you would go, $25 is pretty good for what I'm getting.
Yeah, $25 is amazing. It's absolutely worth it. I still don't know the whole logistics to the whole Xbox One version being scrapped. Apparently, it's still possible. But I really don't know what happened there.
Maybe they wanted to include Kinect, and Microsoft's like,
No,
there was no Kinect game, no Kinect integration to begin with.
We're ashamed of it. Let me have my joke, Joe.
Speaking of Xbox One, the new Xbox Experience is officially out now.
Yeah, I have to boot mine. I have to boot my Xbox up.
And in addition to that, backwards compatibility is now available on the Xbox One. 104 titles were supported at launch. I think I have 80 of them.
I might have none of them. Let me see.
Actually, yeah. Joe, give me my remote.
Oh my God, it's going to get so hot in here with your TV on.
Well, you'll live.
I don't know where your controller is.
It's up there. I can't walk through you. That's
I
all.
Can't stand up.
Sure you can. It's totally possible.
I don't put the word list in there, it won't fucking show up. Okay.
I am. Pappy's talking.
Okay.
I just need that, and then there should be. Where's the one for my TV? It should be back there somewhere, maybe. Or is it up here somewhere?
Wait, Beyond Good and Evil HD, I have that.
What the fuck?
That's one.
In here, maybe?
Now, is this physical only, or does this include the digital?
This includes the digital. So that's why I'm having him. That's why I'm getting my remote right now, because I want to turn my system on and see if there's anything that I can download. I believe.
Now, are these only the 360 versions that are compatible, or this includes the original Xbox games?
Only 360.
360.
Because I have a couple of these, but, you know, the original.
There we go.
What do you have the original version of?
I just saw it. Where did I put it? Gears of War.
That's on the 360, you dipshit.
Oh, okay. Well, fuck you. I'm just
dumb.
How
do I go? Can't, so.
I'm up to six.
Let's see. Chris has
Torchlight, Plants vs. Zombies, Just Cause 2, NBA Jam, motherfucker.
And A World of Keflings, which was already part of the program. So Chris's library expands by four.
Three. Four. Yeah, four. Four. Actually, I'm going to play some Just Cause 2 tonight because I never played it before.
Yeah.
Seven.
With the backwards compatibility.
If you include all three Gears games, I'm at seven.
Oh, there's four Gears games.
Fucking NBA Jam, motherfucker. Dude, I'm so excited for that. You have no idea.
I might pick that up tonight.
NBA Jam?
Judgment was Games with Gold. You don't have that?
No.
Dude, I don't have...
Dumbass.
Wait, does that mean, like, all the Games with Gold now are...
Yeah.
Like,
was it Games with Gold when after the 1 came out? Because I have not turned on my 360 since I bought a 1.
You know you can still get them on Xbox.com.
I forget to get them.
Don't give a fuck.
Well, then, because you still can't get them on the 1. You need to get them on a 360 or on Xbox.com.
So you have to log into the website.
Yes. You can't get them on Smart Glass. You can't get them on the Xbox One. You have to go to the website or fire up your 360 because Dirt
3. What's the website?
Xbox.com.
No, like specifically like
marketplace.xbox.com? I don't know.
Let's see here.
Because Dirt 3 right now, Game with Gold, store, is backward compatible. And then in a couple days, Dungeon Siege 3 is backward compatible. As the two of you are furiously going to Xbox.com.
Yep. I'm getting
hey,
my
how,
free game.
How soon are we going to find out what the Black Friday sales?
Probably that week.
So, some of them are kind of already.
Yeah, some of them start. They start leaking a week or two early.
Oh, do you mean like the retail sales?
Yeah.
Like, what are you interested in?
I'm just curious what, because there's a lot of games I didn't buy this year because I looked at them and I went, that's not worth $60.
The one that caught my eye was Blaze Blue Chrono Phantasma for the Xbox One is going to be $20 at GameStop.
No, fucking way am I playing. No, not playing. Ever.
Okay, I'm just saying that's one that caught my eye. It was $20 at GameStop, and because
okay,
Amazon.
So I'm at the-
because Amazon hardcore fucked up my Fallout order and I had a whole bunch of credit, they matched the $20 sale yesterday, so I got that and Assassin's Creed Rogue for free.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I found the list. Now I got to figure out like how I can tell them, hey, I have this game. Download it.
Okay, I think I bought...
If you own the game digitally, it will be in your download list. If you have the physical version, put the disc in your system. And that's all you do. Magic. Goddamn magic.
All right, so let's see if it's there now. I did the Dirt 3 one. Wait. No, that's not what I wanted to do.
You're a champion. You're the best around. Lubba-dubba-dubba words and stuff. You might need to go to the menu, close the games and apps, like manually close it.
I wonder if it's already there. Nope. So, up here.
Yeah, manually close it.
Come on.
This is riveting podcast material.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah. So, what other games do you want to talk about, Joe?
Let me grab my phone because I have the list there.
I know there's the
there
one.
Is.
The one.
Dirt 3.
Panarium.
Joe Dirte.
Yes.
Dirte. Numa, awesome. You mean? Because we did Panarium a couple days ago. A couple weeks ago.
Whatever.
Numa.
Four games to talk about this week. The first one, we'll talk about Numa. It is developed and published by Deco Digital. It originally came out in February, but it is available right now as a Game with Gold title instead of being $20. We actually have three Steam codes of the game to give away if you don't have an Xbox One. You could get it one of three Steam codes thanks to lead artist Howard Philpott. The game is absolutely gorgeous. It is short, but it is gorgeous. It is a first-person puzzle game. I guess you could kind of liken it to something like Portal, but they're all like hardcore mental puzzles.
I remember watching you play this. It looked really, really crazy.
I did not enjoy it at all.
Why?
It was boring. The puzzles didn't strike me as puzzles so much as, poke shit and stare around until something catches your eye. Like, to me, that's not a puzzle. That's a frustration.
Then I don't think you got far enough to really appreciate it.
No. And then the character just wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Well, the character arc
this is my universe. I just didn't like him. I didn't like the guy's voice. Oh, this is my universe. Oh, I'm amazing. I'm stuck on my own fucking invention. But God damn it. You're the worst god ever.
See, I actually really liked the voice acting in the story going through it because I completed the game and I saw the full character arc. He does talk a lot, but it kind of makes sense when it gets to the end where he sees basically his whole world that he thinks he's the god to crumbling apart when he realizes that he's not the god and you're the one who's been controlling him the whole time.
Yeah, which is fine.
It very much breaks the fourth wall in that aspect. Like, it starts moving the character on you. Like, he starts trying to take control. It's actually really cool. I thought the puzzles, for the most part, were really good, really innovative, really thought-provoking. They did not hold your hand. There are a couple of puzzles that I think could go fuck themselves, like the one of having to look at the floor and look away to change all the tiles to match one thing. I hated that.
I just didn't like a lot of that. I didn't like the having to stare at a camera and sidle sideways. I'm like, really? I feel more like a creeper than I do a puzzle solver.
Stare at a camera? What?
Yeah. Like when you go down, like at the very beginning, like you go down the spiral stairs, you have to look straight up because there's a camera looking down at you. Not a camera, but like
the eye. Yeah.
Yeah. I felt creepy. I'm just like, make eye contact, and I would just sidle sideways. Like, it was just, I don't know. It wasn't fun for me. It was just uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's definitely not for everyone. I think the fact that it's free with Games with Gold has opened a lot of eyes to it. You cannot deny that the game is gorgeous.
It looks
beautiful. I had a coworker who loved it. Yeah, my coworker loved the shit out of it. So it's not for everyone, but if you do like puzzles, you'll probably enjoy this game.
And it is hard. If you aren't using a guide and you're trying to figure all this shit out on your own, it is hard. You will get pissed. You will lose your mind.
It's missed yeah. level.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... But it doesn't have any hints at all.
No, that just like Myst.
The there are a couple.
Point, if you're stuck, there's nothing.
Some of the puzzles will give you hints of what you got to do, but a lot of it is you need to figure it out on your own. And a lot of people don't like that because this is a generation of gamers that need to have their hand held entire time.
But see, again, for me, though, it's not even that. It's just types of puzzles. You know, you give me a puzzle, like a 500-piece puzzle, or you give me a maze or something like that. That, to me, that's a puzzle that can be solved. And if you mess up or you miss something, then you just take a step back, collect yourself. You know, but again, if I'm thrown in somewhere like, this room is a puzzle, and that's the only hint I'm given, I will get frustrated.
Yeah. It's very much an observational puzzle game where you have to figure out what's happening and why it's happening. Like, I totally get why some people wouldn't like it, but I love the game. Some frame rate hiccups here and there. The story, like I said, I beat the game. I experienced the whole story. I thought the story, once it was all done and over with, I thought it was awesome how it all kind of, the game comes full circle, basically.
Which is good. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that, because if it had continued on the path that where I just got annoyed and quit, I don't think it would have been a good game for anyone. But if you're saying the story is good, then I think that's a huge deal.
Yeah. Like I said, we do have 3 Steam codes to give away. Thanks again to Howard Philpott for that. If you want one, tell us your favorite puzzle games. Just send us an email, thesmlpodcast@gmail.com. Tell us your favorite puzzle games, and we got some Steam codes to give away.
You can't argue free games.
Yeah, your favorite first-person shooters are not puzzle games.
No. My favorite puzzle games are first-person shooters because it's always puzzling why I still play them when I suck so bad.
My favorite puzzle game is Call of Duty. Because
I'm puzzled why the fuck I bought Call of Duty, you know?
Go fuck yourself.
What is this doing here?
Next game I want to talk about is The Book of Unwritten Tales 2. It is developed by King Art Games and published by Nordic Games. It actually came out, I want to say, 2 or 3 months ago, something like that. It's $20. Nordic was awesome enough to provide us with a copy of the game that I've been playing. It is absolute hardcore old school adventure game, like Monkey Island, Full Throttle, Seventh Get. This is as hardcore old school adventure game as you can get. The game doesn't hold your hand. Again, one of those, you got to figure everything out on your own. Like,
figure
you need to figure out how to fish something out of a lake, and it's not enough to just like walk up to the lake and try fishing. You need to figure out how to get a rod off of a character. And when you fish and you don't learn anything or you can't catch anything, you need to figure out to go to a library and read a book on fishing.
You need old school King's Quest.
Yeah, pretty much. It is phenomenal. The voice acting is incredible. It is legit funny. It's just an awesome, awesome game.
Now, did this one at least, they made sure that you don't have a point where if you didn't do something at the beginning, you can't get past? Like, they made sure that shit wasn't in there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this isn't the late 80s anymore.
If you didn't save the rat in the house from the cat at the for level 1, at level 9 when you're tied up, and this is a legit from a King's Quest game.
Oh, I know.
If you did not save the rat, then when you get tied up 5 hours of gameplay later, you die and lose no matter what.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that.
Yeah, that. Thankfully, those days of gaming are long gone. So far, everything I've seen, puzzle-wise, if you need something, you can still get it. You got to figure out where to get it, but you can get it. Yeah, I'm hoping to have someone from Nordic on the show soon. They also gave us Darksiders 2, which I really, really need to set time aside and play that. But there's so many other games coming out.
There's a lot of fucking games.
There's a Fallout 4 game that just came out, so fuck everything.
I heard about that, but yeah, I really, really want to get someone from Nordic on the show sometime. Hopefully we can get something worked out. I'm going to have to shoot him an email. Next game to talk about, we didn't get a review copy, unfortunately, because I was actually really excited for this, but Redbox had it. So Snoopy's Grand Adventure.
I played this game.
Developed by Behavior Interactive out of Chile. It is a $50 retail game.
Damn.
The price is probably the biggest problem with the game because the game itself was a lot of fun.
Like, but it wasn't $50.
I had a stupid amount of fun playing a kid's game. It was easy because it's a kid's game.
I enjoyed it.
It has a lot of... Not a lot, but it has a decent amount of replay value to go back with your different powers and re-explore the levels to try and collect all the jelly beans from a level, which is still the only achievement that I didn't get because I'm not going to play through every stage to collect every friggin' jelly bean, especially when some of the stages I'm at like 299 out of 300. I am not going to re-scour those levels. The visuals look gorgeous.
It is a very nice looking game.
It's very impressive for a kid's game to look this good. I think, at least.
I agree. I definitely agree.
The music. My God, I wish I could get the music to play on this show.
Yeah.
I actually sent them a message. They're going to ask the sound guy. I hope. My fingers are crossed that they will let us use the music on this show. Because it's just great, like, smooth, jazzy...
Yeah, it's good. It's very, very good.
Like, think of the main Peanuts theme. Like, the jazzy piano theme.
But they're all, like, brand new compositions.
Yeah.
Like, they're really good. I enjoy them. This game was a lot more fun than I thought it would be. I mean, I just kind of, like... You had it from Redbox, so yeah. I was just like, fuck it, I'll give it a shot. And I sat and I started playing, and I'm like... I forgot how much I enjoy just like a simple platformer.
Yeah.
Like just a straight up, like, collect some things, make it to the end, go to the next level, collect some things, make it to the end, and just keep going.
I said it on Twitter. I was like, tired of war and blood. Fire up Snoopy's Grand Adventure from Behavior. It's a great, refreshing game to play. I call them like decompression games.
Sure.
Like, you play war and violence, war and violence, war and violence, murder, death, blood, kill. Fire up a kid's game.
Yep. That's normally what Minecraft was for me because of fucking Sunset.
Yeah.
I was playing Sunset, and it was just getting so batshit crazy, and I just couldn't take it anymore. I'm like, I need a chill-out game. Like,
yeah, people look at my gamer. Go ahead.
For me, that's why I play threes once in a while. Like, that is my ultimate. Just sit back, chill the fuck out. That's my favorite puzzle game, really, you know?
See, I can kind of see that, but for me, I just need something fresh every now and then. People could look at my gamer card history and be like, oh, wow, you got 1,000 on Disney's Up? Yeah, and it was fun.
Yeah.
They're not going to win awards. Like, Snoopy's Grand Adventure is not going to... It might win music awards, because the music is
music
fucking
was
awesome.
Tight. Music was really tight.
You know, it's not going to win a Game of the Year award, but it is going to give you a chance to just relax and enjoy gaming.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. I mean, like, I think I specifically try... And recently, I've been trying to branch out and get games that are outside of my comfort zone, so to speak.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I want to be able to have that kind of game where if I ever have, you know, if I have an opportunity where I really want to play that style of game, I just have a craving to play that style of game, I have something for that.
Yeah.
Like, I think everybody's so tied up with playing the same style of game, like, over and over and over again.
Go from first-person war shooter to first-person war shooter to third-person war shooter.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's just...
It's like the holiday season is... mostly nothing but gritty action games anymore.
Yep.
And it's great to just get something like Snoopy's Grand Adventure to just chill.
Yep. Dude,
relax.
same thing with Rock Band, man.
Yeah.
I finally have my own copy of Rock Band, so now we both have like the good guitars.
Yeah.
And
it's such a good guitar.
Dude, and it just makes me want to play the game that much more. And I am so fucking excited for like the updates and all of that stuff, because I'm really curious to see what they're going to end up doing with this game, because I already love playing it.
Well, hell, we could talk about the DLC that came out this week.
Oh, yeah, the one from this week was pretty good.
This week's DLC was pretty fantastic. Pappy, did you get it?
No, but I've been enjoying my Rock Band, you know, 1 hour a day thing on drums. But Monday night, I hit a snag. I picked 3 songs, rising difficulty levels, you know, just, you know, to finish off strong. But every single song decided that I was going to keep a beat with the yellow, you know, whatever the fuck, the yellow note. For 3 straight songs, and I'm right-handed, so I'm doing that with my right hand. So for like 11 minutes, I'm like squirming. I'm resting my right arm, like the elbow on the armrest. I'm just like, ah, Jesus fucking Christ! I think my neighbors think I'm insane because I was actually yelling at the fucking TV, like, stop, do something else, come on.
pro tip, if it starts getting too fast for you to just use with one hand, alternate your left and right on the same
pad.
Yeah,
but my other hand was hitting all the other notes.
You got to learn the alternating.
I do need to learn. I need to get my left hand faster. I've been beating off more left-handed to try and improve my speed.
Or no, you gotta time it so that your right hand is alternating between the yellow and the other notes. I know what Chris is talking about.
Yeah, I know what he's saying. Yeah, I know what he's saying. I just tried to make a joke, and apparently it failed miserably.
It did.
So fuck you guys.
You're not allowed to make jokes.
No, I get the joke. I get the joke. But I'm letting you know.
I'm having a lot of fun. It's a calorie burner. Yeah,
Pappy, let us musicians tell you what to.
Yeah, yeah.
Us?
Yeah, when was the last time you played that guitar there, Joe? The bass that you got?
I stole it back from him, actually.
Yeah,
a little
mind.
Bit.
Okay, then I can't criticize him. Yeah, if it got stolen back, then I can't criticize him.
It's just for it. I've been just working on like some of my solo album stuff, and I don't have a bass anymore. So until
that's
I get myself another bass.
I have a healthy discography of music, Pappy.
Yeah, but I spent 10 years playing a saxophone.
I am a professional
music.
Vocalist, if you don't know.
I have also vocalized... less professionally.
And I wrote half
I
your shit.
You did. Don't go, hey, Pappy, I need you to do a verse. We have 1 hour to write it. Oh, and you're really hungover. You can barely open your eyes because your head hurts so bad. Yeah, hurry the fuck up, Pappy.
Goddamn, stop writing. I'll do it.
Yeah. Oh, God. I was in, like, and then the headaches finally started going away, and then, you know, Mustin's like, dude, that was really terrible. You need to really give it your all. So I did. I gave it my all. I gave it my all, but I gave it my all to the point where I got the headache back. I pretty much had a fucking migraine for like 48 hours straight.
I should play Everclear Hangover this episode.
Oh my God,
no,
why?
No, because I've still successfully managed to have people not put two and two together. And if you play the song at the end of the show, then it'll be a lot harder for me to keep that secret.
Bitch, bitch, bitch. Anyway, this week's Rock Band DLC, we could do this now, like weekly news updates on the Rock Band DLC.
Yeah.
This week's Rock Band DLC was Audio Slave's Like a Stone, Godsmack Awake, and Linkin Park Lying From You. So
let's go back to the 2000s.
Greatest hits of the early 2000s. Oh my God. And
well, I think it doesn't hurt that the people who do Rock Band are more or less our age.
Yeah. And the fun, like, Linkin Park's Lying From You on guitar was fun as shit. Like, I had a blast with it. Like, a blasty blast.
Oh,
speaking
of...
And I FC'd it.
Speaking of Rock Band DLC, I'll let you guys in on this story.
Do your story first. I'm going to try and ask a question if I remember.
Okay. So you remember how I had like $50 in Microsoft credit on my account that I was totally going to use to buy a new game?
That we never got any email suggestions for?
Yeah. I may or may not have spent all of that on Rock Band DLC once I installed the game.
So you guys can continue to not send us suggestions.
Yeah.
At the SML podcast. Because
I was literally like, I'm going through and I'm trying to re-download all the DLC that I had. And then I'm going through the store and I'm double checking, making sure that it says like installed instead of just purchased. And then I see like these song packs from like these bands that I really enjoy. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know that they released this. I'm like, well, maybe I'll just get this one pack. And then I start getting through more of the list. And I'm like, oh, they did a song pack for these guys too.
There's a lot of good stuff on there, man. Like,
yeah,
I'm slowly, surely rebuilding, you know. Every paycheck, I'll drop like $20 or something like that. I don't want to go crazy like some people.
It's funny because Chris was like, he's like, yeah, I'm just going to get these downloads starting. I'll come out and we'll play Rock Band together while that's downloading. And I was waiting and waiting. Like, time's passing by. I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to play some Fallout. And he walked out. He's like, oh, you're playing some Fallout. Like, how long are you playing for? I'm like, I don't know. I was just waiting for you. It's like, oh, did you pick up Fallout yet since you played the rented copy? He's like, yeah, about that. You know that money I had? Well, that's what I was doing on Rock Band.
Yeah.
So Chris will not be playing Fallout.
No, probably not. I mean, if I do play Fallout, it'll be... I am genuinely interested in it. I played it for like...
This is the most accessible Fallout game ever made.
Right. And I tell you what, I think I already, with how far I got into it, I didn't get too far. But I got far enough into it that I get the gist of where the game's going and how it's going to operate. And I'm okay with it.
Yeah, and this game actually gives you the most history about the universe than any of them have ever done. Now, you know, what did you think, Joe? How did you feel about having a new voice actor?
It was weird. I was disappointed to not hear Ron Perlman at the beginning, but apparently he's still in the game.
Oh, we just have to find him.
I thought someone said like he's a bartender or something. I don't know if that's true, but I mean,
well, I ran into a Russian bartender.
They can't have Fallout without Ron Perlman. Maybe at the end of the game, it'll be Ron Perlman being the one who goes, War never changes. Back in my day,
Gwar never changes.
Fucking animal.
I honestly, I mean, obviously, I don't have a background with Fallout, so I wouldn't know.
I'll play Fallout 3.
Ron Perlman has been.
See, the funny thing is I have New Vegas on my PC, but I just never fucking launched it because I got it for like $2 on Steam.
Okay, well,
dude, you need to play it so that when you come visit, you're prepared for the Rad Scorpions and Cazadors.
But not the Death Claws. You're never ready for Death Claws.
No, because they're everywhere anyway.
Is that what you call the...
They're called prostitutes.
I was going to say, is that what you call the prostitutes?
Cazadors.
The Death Claws.
There was one little bit more of Rock Band news to talk about.
For the Death Claw.
Are you done with your Death Claw jokes now?
Yes.
One more bit of Rock Band news. There is a free song that you can get.
Oh, this is hysterical.
Rock Band has a partnership with the website Scuf, which is not the Scuf like Pro controllers. It is, or no, Scruff is it?
I think it's Scruff.
Yeah, Scruff. It's a gay dating app, which is a really, really weird partnership, but it kind of makes sense of like young and nerdy boys who want to play music, but they just like penis instead of vagina. Hey, love is love.
So Joe stops me. I walk into the door and Joe stops and he goes, "Hey, do you want a free song for Rock Band?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sure. What do I have to do?" And he's like, "Give this gay dating website your email." And I'm like,
"No, you don't give the website your email. You give it to Rock Band. You go to rockband4.com/scruff and you can choose Xbox 4,
PlayStation 1.
Yeah, Xbox 4, PS1. You put your email address in and then they email you a code for the song. And they don't email you links for the app or anything. As far as I know, the gay dating app does not get your email address, but they have links on there. It's like, here, if you want to check out the app, if you're gay, go for it. If you're not,
here's a
what song.
It is, the song is called Bad Catholics by the band The Barbizons. It sounds like a pretty cool song. So, and it's free.
So my only question is, how come gay apps have so much cooler and stuff, and how come they're better?
I don't know. Like, then become gay.
Because gay people are better than straight people. I thought that was clear.
I think they're just better at being open. Definitely, like when you're openly gay, you just don't give any fucks anymore. I think.
Yeah.
You know.
Basically.
So. Yeah. You know, because Tinder versus Grindr, I think Grindr still wins in that battle.
Probably.
Well, it's really not a battle.
There's
more real people on the gay sites because they just want to fuck and meet people.
On
sites like Tinder, you just have a bunch of dudes pretending to be women to fuck with people.
If we have any gay gamers listening to our podcast, feel free to correct us. But basically, what I'm trying to say is that y'all got your shit together a lot better than straight people do.
What we're saying is basically gay people are better than straight people.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
They have their I hate that I'm going to say this. They have their shit together more.
I just said that, but I didn't make a creepy connotation like you did. You made it creepy, Chris.
I know. I couldn't help it cuz I said it in my I said it in my head with that inflection and I'm like, "Oh man, I really don't want to say it, but I have to say it." Like,
yeah, it's
God
been
damn
said.
It. Anyway, there's a fourth game to talk about this week.
And that is?
This one might immediately get some jeers from any listeners without even getting into the details, but Yesai Ninja by Ricoh Technology.
Oh, this thing.
Ricoh Technology kind of has a reputation because they released the bullfighting game Toro to fairly widespread critical displeasure. And then they released Yesai Ninja back in August, and once again, it just got critically drubbed. I will give Ricoh Technology all the credit in the world that they actually listened to feedback, and they have been working on making it a better game in general. They have recently pushed out an update. They say that it has optimized gameplay experience, new awesome skins, a death counter for platform levels, new control settings. It just came out in like the past 2 weeks or so. The game was patched and updated. I have never played the original, so I can't really compare the original to what it is now. If it's anything even close to what it was before, I think people have been over-exaggerating. I'll say it's not a great game, but it's not a horrible game. It is a perfectly serviceable 3D action hack and slash with platforming stage. I like the platforming stages. I thought those were really cool. Audio could use some work. Like a lot of the attacks and stuff, that it just doesn't feel like there's any oomph or feeling behind the attacks. Camera work, for the most part, seems to be fine, except for the one character. There's two characters that you control in the game. The one I'm just going to call Samurai Onion because there's no way I'm going to pronounce the actual name. Samurai Onion and Broccoli Joe, which is like straight up like blaxploitation broccoli dude, which is hilarious, by the way. The Onion guy, the way his character model moves is it makes the camera like wiggle back and forth. And I actually emailed them asking if that was ever brought up or discussed. And, he, you know, they thanked me for messaging and they're going to have the programmers take a look at it. So they are actively listening to feedback on the game. It's not going to make it an award winner overnight, but as long as they're showing that they actually care enough to make the game better in whatever ways they can, that earns points in my eyes.
Yeah, they're not essentially like putting it out and then just being like, well, it's
tough shit.
Yeah,
deal with it.
This sucked. I guess we'll just, you know,
take
our things and go home.
It is overall a fairly average hack and slash platformer game. It has its little quibbles and issues with it. Every game does. The visuals, I love. I absolutely love the graphic style in the game. The graphics themselves could be a bit more polished, but the actual style to it, I think, is fantastic. It's a very hand-drawn comic book style to the game, and I think it works great.
That's cool.
It's my seriously, this comes down to this in so many games we talk about. The biggest issue for me is the price. They want $20 for it. For the console version, the PC version is 10. I think if the console version was 10, people wouldn't have as much of an issue.
That's fair.
I could see that.
I think I don't know why it's double the price on console. If you guys are listening to this, this is honest feedback. I think the game, it could still use a little bit more work. There's obviously always going to be issues. You're not going to make a perfect game, but you're making strides. You're making attempts. That is great. I think you need to cut the price. It might not, you know, make up for lost revenue, but I think that'll gain some goodwill from gamers, and you'll find more people willing to give it a shot at $10 than seeing it at 20 and just being, no.
Yeah, especially if it's got negative press already.
I mean, if you jump on Metacritic now, I think the PS4 is the only one that has any real reviews right now. It had three of them. I think the three of them were 20, 30, and 40. So it's not a high scoring game. I think it's better than a 40. That's my opinion. I think it's better than a 40. I think the price needs to be cut if they keep working on it and putting more updates and patches out to try and make it as good as they can. I think that there's actual potential there for it and for a possible franchise, but the price is just the biggest hurdle in my eyes.
That's fair.
I didn't have a chance to play.
All right.
It, so I'm not sure.
All right. So any other gaming stuff?
So really. BlizzCon happened.
Oh yeah,
you over the weekend.
You had the Blizz.
Obviously the only thing that I want to cover is Diablo.
New patch.
Yeah, patch 2.4. The PTR is out now, so it's in testing.
Possibly late November, sometime in December, release for it.
Probably December.
Holiday update.
Probably late December, I think, is probably going to be when it hits.
The big thing I saw is how they have legendary sets. There's going to be set dungeons.
Yeah, so basically what it is each set is going to have, like, once you complete the set, you can go into these dungeons and do these specific, essentially kind of like bounties. So you're doing specific missions and specific bounties that are specific to that set. Like, you have to use all of the things that go with that set. Like,
and
for example,
and they're not going to be random dungeons.
They're
actual
all scripted.
Designed dungeons.
Yes. They're all completely scripted. Like, one of the examples, and I thought this was one of the more odd ones, which is I think is the most interesting, is in the Firebird set. There's one of the parts of the set is when you die, a meteor comes down and hits where you died and will resurrect you. And that can happen like every, I don't know, like 2 minutes or something like that, like minute and a half, 2 minutes, something, I forget. One of the things for that dungeon is that you have to kill an enemy with that meteor that comes down when you die.
Oh, wow.
And I think it might, I don't know, it might have to be an elite, which I think is even more interesting. But like, but like little stuff like that, like it's gonna tie into the abilities of that set.
Interesting. Now, will you be able to bring other people with you even if they don't have the set?
I don't believe so.
I
believe they are all solo dungeons.
I will never experience these dungeons.
there's other interesting things about it too. Is they are all. I mean, obviously, you can just. There's probably going to be a resource that you could just look them up, but for those that are just going to be getting into the game and just, you know, experiencing it on their own terms, there's going to be these like little papers or like clues that you end up finding that will say like, you know, it'll give you a riddle. You have to solve the riddle to go to that place and wait and open up the portal so that you can do this challenge. If you do, now there's four sets per class. So there's 24 sets total. If you do every single one, like each after you complete the dungeon, you get like a banner. You get like a certain. It looks like a little flag that is sticking out of your backpack, so to speak. So you're constantly like it's a
badge of honor, basically.
Yeah, like it's cosmetic. So if you do all 24. You get an extra special cosmetic set of wings that are like crazy fucking looking.
Nice.
So like these big green and they're like the animations for them are nuts. They're not like all the other like the angelic ones where it's just they're all just different colors.
Yeah.
Like these are actually like animated differently and they're bringing on like more wings and stuff like that. And but there's a lot of changes. There's new recipes. There's new legendaries. I like the not a set.
Huh?
So basically what they reworked the Compass Rose and the Traveler's Pledge, which was a ring and an amulet. One of those. It's a set, but it's just for those two items.
Yeah.
And the set is, like, the power creep, everybody's, like, kind of upset that there's all these great legendaries, and pretty much the only way to be viable for, like, end game stuff is you constantly have to use, like, a six-piece set. You have to pick a six-piece set and then just, like, work off of it. So this set, they reworked it so that if the only set that you have equipped is the Compass Rose and the Traveler's Pledge, then you get bonus for your damage, you get bonus for your mitigation, but it's per every single ancient legendary that you have equipped.
That's not a set item.
That's
neat.
So the thing that I really like about that is there's certain like really like huge legendaries that you can't really squeeze into these other builds because you have to be able to have that power creep to be able to do the end game shit. Well, now they're kind of they're switching it, so now if there's one really really good item, like if I wanted to start using my wizard again and I want to just teleport, I want to use my mirror ball and I just want to fucking teleport all over the goddamn place, like I could do that while still having an actual viable attacking build.
Yeah.
You know,
that's neat. The one Diablo bit that I saw for console users is that Blizzard is finally apparently going to do something about the rampant cheating and hacking on the console versions. One of the big issues people are having is that people hacked the Gem of Ease so that when you kill an enemy, you get like multiple billions of experience.
Okay.
And it would lead to people playing in public games. Someone would join their game, kill like two enemies, and make their Paragon rank. Someone said that in like 30 seconds, their Paragon rank went from 300 to 950.
Psuh.
And they are going to be implementing a hard cap on the Gem of Ease on console. So if you connect online, it automatically does a check on the servers and it hard caps it to 100. Instead of rank like a million or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
Which is good news. It doesn't take care of all the hacking, but I guess that's the price that we pay for playing with an offline mode where...
Well, see, and I'll be completely honest with you. I know that you guys kind of got away from the game a bit. I'm probably going to end up making the switch back over to PC just because, like, a lot... Now, there was a few other changes that they ended up making that involved the UI and just how it looks and how it plays out. And some of the changes that they made in the PC version, I really, really enjoy. So,
and then when the console patch comes out, you'll be like, yeah, I'm going to switch back over to console. It's definitely the way to go for me.
Well, now,
and then
here's
2 months later, I'm going to make the switch over to PC. You're never going to switch.
Well, now here's
you're always going to play both.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. The main reason why I didn't really that I enjoyed playing the console version more is because there was actually a difference in experience because of all those action things. So
yeah.
So those massacre bonuses and all that kind of stuff where you're getting the extra percentage onto your experience, that didn't exist in the PC version before. But now they're implementing it. Mm. So that little bit of extra experience creep, like I was able to level up my characters way faster on console than I was on PC.
Yeah.
The other thing that they're doing is they're pretty much like they're nerfing the fuck out of experience gear, which I actually like because people were exploiting the shit out of it. And basically what they're doing is they're just putting a hard increase on the experience given from the majority of monsters in the game.
That's good.
So it's going to work out much better. But yeah, like everything that they're implementing as far as this patch is concerned, it's a lot of quality of life stuff. So it's more for like long-term shit. But they are also adding in, like they're adding in new monsters. They're adding in new areas. Like there's a lot of stuff that they're adding in. It is a major content patch. So there's a lot of stuff that you should, if you are interested in Diablo stuff, just, you know, look up the rundown from BlizzCon and you'll get the basic idea of what's going on.
Yeah. Plus Overwatch has console versions official announced. It is no longer a free to play game. It's going to be $40. It's going to be $60 for an Origin Edition. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, Collector Edition is available.
Right.
With a badass-looking statue. I do love how this was going to be our, oh, there's no guest. We're going to have a nice quick episode.
I never.
Dude, I stopped talking like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, shit. He's still here. What a dick. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
Nah, I'm good, man. I'm gonna get back into the wasteland tomorrow. I only have 2 more hours of awareness now, so I still have to make dinner and eat. But I'm actually bummed I have D&D Saturday night.
Skip it.
No, I have too much fun there. But I'll play Fallout for like 10 hours beforehand.
Hey, Pappy, what's the football game score right now?
It was 9-6, 9-3 last I checked.
Oh, so you don't have
Buffalo
it on now?
Buffalo recovered a fumble. And
damn, I want to know how much time is left.
Too much. It's Buffalo Jets. I mean...
Oh, yeah, I guess I don't care that much. True.
Yeah, no, you don't care.
I mean, I'm still going to watch it when we're done here. I'm not going to care
it's
that I'm watching it.
You have NFL Network?
Yes.
Okay. Because it's no longer on CBS.
I know. I've I've never watched it on CBS when it was on CBS.
Take your time. 21 seconds left in the first half. Still 9-3.
Wow. I thought it would be in like the third by now.
It's a defensive, you know, fight.
Not really. It's not even 10 o'clock.
Anyway, some quick plugs, I guess. Check out my Tomb Raider unboxing on our SML YouTube page. There will not be a Fallout unboxing video because when I did the unboxing, I didn't realize my phone wouldn't fit in the Pip-Boy. And I spent like way too much time trying to get the thing open and into it. And I figured it would just be a stupid video to watch.
You know. 14 minutes later, fuck.
Nah, I wasn't happy with it, but...
It's because you would have had to have edited it, isn't it?
Nah, well, kind of. I wish my phone didn't record in MP4. Because Windows Movie Maker does not play well with MP4.
So your Windows phone records an MP4.
Yeah, no shit. My fucking Windows phone records in a format that doesn't play well with Windows Movie Maker. What the fuck?
That's funny.
Weekly want one. Right,
yeah. But for my editing, I have to upload the video to YouTube and edit it that way, which is just a pain in the ass. Music this week. Finally, Super Mega Baseball.
Yay!
Got the songs. We're going to play it. Nigel, what's his last name?
Tufnell?
Thornberry.
Yes, Nigel Thornberry. That's terrible.
Smashing!
Where's his name? I know I have it somewhere. God damn it. Where? Son of a bitch.
Really?
I even have an email from Nigel, and I can't find the Nigel, I'm sorry, but Nigel something.
He's not sorry.
Nigel name.
Nigel
Tufnell.
Is it Tufnell?
No, it's the guy from Spinal Tap.
It's Nigel Whiting. I fucking Googled it.
Nigel Whiting. There we go.
Be less time to Google the damn thing.
Me.
Hey, you're welcome. I'm going to go eat now.
Okay, so fuck it. Super Mega Baseball and then Everclear Hangover. Peace, bitches.
No.
last night. Can't believe what I did. Something so bad, it's gotta be hit. 10 shots of Jaeger, a full case of beer. Why the fuck did I drink Everclear? Last night, can't believe what I did. Something so bad, it's gotta be hit. 10 shots of Jaeger, a full case of beer. Why the fuck am I even still here? Can't believe it's already 3:30 p.m. Drunk all night with my friends again. Party all night with some bitches again. Blacked out early on till God knows when. Oh shit, I can't believe it. My car's on fire and my ears are bleeding. Try to gain composure but my mind is reeling. I think my dick is lost all feeling. What the fuck happened? I cannot remember. Haven't been sober since last December. I've been lit up like a fiery ember. And then I crashed harder than that one September. I think I am a little bit fucked. I think I used up all my luck. It feels like I've been hit by a truck. And now it's time to nap. Last night, can't believe what I did. Something so bad, it's gotta be hit. 10 shots of Jaeger, a full case of beer. Why the fuck did I drink Everclear? Last night, can't believe what I did. Something so bad, it's gotta be hit. 10 shots of Jaeger, a full case of beer. How the fuck did we murder a steer?
Yeah! Trying not to pass out is the last thing I recall. Sipping on that last out, holding up a wall. How did I let them talk me into this? I think I'm seeing blood every time I take a piss. We crashed a couple parties, talked up a lot of bitches. Took her to the corner, and now my wiener itches. They found me on the floor of apartment 83 with the lady of the night, only she was hung like me. So now I am in jail, friends are nowhere to be found. And I think my cellmate Bull is gonna fuck me in the brown.
Something so bad, it's gotta be hit. 10 shots of Jaeger, a full case of beer. Why the fuck did I drink Everclear? Last night, can't believe what I did. Something so bad, it's gotta be hit. 10 shots of Jaeger, a full case of beer. Why the fuck is the stick in my ear?
Shit, Joe Cam's been making too many charges. Buying alcoholic beverages. Q has lots of crazy partying times. Enough for me to write some poopy doobity rhymes. You see, Dale is too hot, and Mustin is not. Cause his terroristic beard is gonna get us all shot. All I've been trying to do lately is get some fucking sleep. But these days stop liking bitches making too many beats. Please sit on my dick, please sit on my dick. Watch out not too much or you're gonna make it sick. Oh god, too late, I just came on your face. But it's not so bad, you got practice with your dad. Revenge is a dish served best on glass. I guess you'll have to take it out on my ass. But for now I'll just let you use your mind. Cause I think I just fucking ran out of time.
Last night, can't believe what I did. Something so bad, it's gotta be hit. 10 shots of Jaeger, a full case of beer. Why the fuck did I drink Everclear? Last night, can't believe what I did. Something so bad, it's gotta be hit. 10 shots of Jaeger, a full case of beer. The end of the song is here.
God damn it!